When we read about the heroes of Tanakh, particularly when we read about the Avos, one might think that these heroes, the Avos, are completely beyond us. And what was true of them can't necessarily be true of us. Could we ever imagine reaching the spiritual heights of the Avos? So one of the principal themes in Chassidus is that the stories in the Torah are not just nice stories or wondrous stories, but rather they're meant to have actionable lessons for our lives. So in this vein, the Rebbe often quotes the Medrash in Tanna de Elio, which says that a person must say, Masai yagia maisa the maisa avaisai. When will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov? So in that vein, the Rebbe tells the story of the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe, that when the fifth Rebbe was a small child, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he went to his grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, and he burst out crying when he went in to see his grandfather. And this is on Parshas Vayera. And Tzemach Tzedek asks his young grandson, why are you crying? So the little Rebbe Rashab answers, and at this point, of course, he was not a Rebbe, he was just a little boy. The Rebbe Rashab answers, I don't understand why it is that Hashem reveals himself to Avram at the beginning of this week's parsha, but he didn't reveal himself to me. So that Tzemach Tzedek answered, when a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give himself a milah, then Hashem reveals himself to such a person. And with that, the little Rebbe Rashab felt comforted and he stopped crying. So the Rebbe says, what's the lesson we can learn from this story? He says, from the fact the story was told, any Hasidic story is not just a beautiful tale, but there must be practical lessons. And the Rebbe says we can learn a lesson both from the little Rebbe Rashab's question, why is it that Hashem hasn't revealed himself to me? And also we can learn from the Tzemach Tzedek's answer. When a 99-year-old person decides to give themselves a milah, then Hashem reveals himself to such a person. First, let's explore the Rebbe Rashab's question. The Rebbe says that this idea of a small child, of a 4 or 5-year-old child asking, why hasn't Hashem revealed himself to me? And not just asking that question, but crying when they ask the question, symbolizes the following. A little child can also be a little child spiritually speaking. Age, says the Rebbe, quoting his father-in-law, is not a function of how old you are in terms of physical years, but rather it's a function of spiritual years. How developed are you? So what does a small child symbolize? A child, a katan shleigia l'chinuch, a child who's not even reached the age of educatability. It refers to a person who's very spiritually undeveloped, and not only are they spiritually undeveloped, but they're not even in a place psychologically where you'd be able to influence them. They're not given to anybody's influence. They're just stuck in their own childish selves. But nonetheless, says the Rebbe, even such a person is capable of crying out and asking, why isn't it that Hashem doesn't reveal himself to me? And crying out in a very intensive way. And saying, not just why isn't it that Hashem doesn't reveal himself to me, but why doesn't Hashem reveal himself to me in the way that he revealed himself to Avram after the Bris Milah, which is a very lofty revelation. So the Rebbe is saying that having a desire for spiritual attainment, desiring spiritual growth, is not something that's limited to the elite, but anybody, no matter how low you are, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter how low you are inherently, you still can and are capable of dreaming big, of having very lofty spiritual aspirations. But then the question is, how do you get there? How do you come to a place of Hashem revealing himself to you? So the Rebbe says, this is the Tzemach Tzedek's answer, that a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give himself a milah. And what does it mean that a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give themselves a milah? So the Rebbe interprets milah not in a physical sense, but rather in a spiritual sense. Milah, says the Rebbe, symbolizes not just cutting off the physical foreskin, but it rather also symbolizes getting rid of subtle negative qualities that exist in ourselves. Be they in the realm of Torah and mitzvahs, be they in the realm of ways that we relate to others. Orla, the foreskin, symbolizes any inner negativity, and milah symbolizes removing that inner negativity and replacing it with good. So the Tzemach Tzedek's answer to the very, very strong desire of the child, of this person who has not yet reached the age of chinuch, this person who is completely spiritually undeveloped, is not even yet capable of listening to others who want to share spiritual development with this person, is in order to get to a place where Hashem will reveal himself to you. That's a wonderful aspiration, but you need to start by trying to elevate yourself. You need to start by trying to remove any negativity that you perceive within yourself, that you can see within yourself, and try to climb to a higher spiritual rank. But the lesson of that a person who is 99 years old realizes they need to give themselves a milah is that this process of milah is a constant one. We need to constantly self-analyze and engage in self-reflection. Even if we're an Avraham Avinu, even if we're a great tzaddik, or even if we have tremendous accomplishments, we need to constantly, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, engage in self-analysis and try and understand, to try and self-reflect, is there some inner negativity in myself which I need to work on? And then when we identify that negativity, or if others point that negativity out to us, we need to work on removing it. The Rebbe explains that 99 doesn't refer necessarily to one's physical years, doesn't refer to somebody who's 99 years old, but rather refers to a certain psychological state. Chassidus tells us that the human psyche is composed of 10 spheros, 10 different psychological qualities. And one is meant to work on those 10 psychological qualities and to refine them. But Chassidus says further that each of those 10 psychological qualities is further composed, is subdivided into 10 psychological qualities. That makes for a total of 100. So 99 years old, the number 99 symbolizes somebody who is almost at the peak of perfection, but has not reached the peak of perfection. The Rebbe interprets the mission of Pirkei Avos Parakei that Ben Mayak, Ilu Meis, Avar, Ubatla, Min Ha'ilam, the mission there says that somebody who's 100 years old is as if they have died, they've passed on and been nullified from the world. On the face of it, that seems to be a negative assessment. But the Rebbe says, no, it's not a negative assessment, because every single stage in the Mishnah is giving us some lesson or some insight about a person at that age. So when we say that a person who's 100 is as if they've died and they've left the world, it's not a negative point, but rather it means it's as if they've died and left the world, in that if a person has self-perfected all 10 of their psychological qualities, and in detail, in specificity, which is symbolized by the number 100, then such a person is no longer under the dominion of the negativity in this world, and they don't have to be concerned about their inner negativity evolving from a minor degree of negativity into pure evil. But anybody else, says the Rebbe, anybody who is not at that state of 100, anybody who is at that state of 99, at that state of near perfection, but not pure perfection, they too need to engage in milah. They too need to engage in the act of self-analysis, of finding their inner negativity, removing their inner negativity, and replacing it with positivity. And if a person does that, says the Rebbe, then whoever they are, at whatever level they are, as you engage in removing your inner negativity and replacing it with positivity, then Hashem reveals himself to you. An encounter with Hashem is not something that's limited to the Avos. It's not limited to Avraham Avinu. It's not limited to reading Parsveir in the Torah. It's something which each of us can encounter experientially in our own lives, wherever we are today, here and now, if only you put in the requisite work.